the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And joining us here on the Prentice Alsop Heating Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant is Coach Barry Wordman of the Blackman Blaze. And, wow, I tell you what, you've had some week. Region finals, and they were both games, the semifinals and finals, just amazingly difficult teams to play against. And you met the match and won. And Barry, I know going in, you're sitting there going, well, we played against Columbia. Then we have to play. We go back and play our district opponents again, who are like 2-3 in the district. And that's a challenge in itself because you've already played them several times. Plus, they know you, you know, like the back of their hand, and you know them. It does make difficulty. And I think if people were looking for high-scoring games, that might not have been the case, and you probably knew that going in.
Yeah, absolutely. Think about our league. You know, you don't play any league games after Christmas, or district games, excuse me, till after Christmas, and we both play Laverne and Siegel late in our rotation to start with, and then play Siegel and then Laverne in the district championship tournament, and played them in the region championship and Siegel in the semi. So it makes it a very, very tough makes it tough this time of year. You know, it's hard to score, and it's tournament basketball. It's very half court oriented, and those games played out that way, usually comes down to a play or two or a 50-50 ball or a break, and we were able to make those things happen in our games.
Well, let's dissect it one at a time, okay? Well, let's go with the Columbia game. That was a home game, and one night, one game, crowd was really turned out to be pretty good, and I was a little worried about it because there were a lot of things going on that night, and it's one of those games where it's announced, and I don't have a lot of time to pub it, you know, and you're sitting there, and I thought of all the games that you have played, that we have seen you play, that was the only game that you seemed to be not in your A game in terms of ready to go. And I don't know if that's a bad – I'm misreading that completely. They played a really rugged style of basketball, though, Columbia.
Yeah, Columbia was playing very good basketball going into – they'd won five of their last six regular season games. They got a lot of – they had four senior starters and a talented group that playing well late, and you're right. We go 0 from 9 from the 3. Had trouble offensive rebounding in the first half, and it made for it. We couldn't get any energy and things happening for our team. So we played hard, but we couldn't create much energy and had a hard time scoring, and that created some problems for us. But I did think came out in the second half, had a big bucket from Andrew Rogan, and it got us some juice, and we're able to separate. And I thought that was creating some energy in that game, and have given something for our fans to create some energy was a big part of that game. That's a tough game to play, and that was our first elimination game of the tournament. So I think our team felt that a little bit. If you look at it, you know, we tried to play, but there was some stress in that game. And as the game wore on, I thought we handled it pretty well.
Very good second half. And I was talking to Michael before the game. We always chat with him a little bit before, and he kind of felt like that record was a little deceiving by them, and y'all would have to play really well to win that game. And you did that in the second half. You move on, then you got to face Siegel, and Siegel is one of those teams like Laverne that knows you like everything, and they changed their game plan a little bit, I thought, with them, and very good basketball game, one of the best games other than the next night that I've seen, and it was a really well played game, and it just moved and the ebb and flow of that game, but still a style that they kind of went out zone with you as well as Columbia.
Yeah, absolutely. They didn't scramble. Didn't scramble as much defensively and play helter skelter as they've done in the past. And you know, it was more of a tournament type game. And boy, two groups. You're awfully, you know, part of those two teams. You're awfully, or programs. You're awfully proud of how hard the kids competed in that game and played the game the right way. And again, We just found ways to make plays in that game, and Andrew Rogan made some big basket for us in a stretch to help us separate, and we rebounded extremely well in that game. But again, just tournament basketball flavor to that game, and a hard game to sort of find rhythm. So two teams playing each other that many times.
Charles Clark hits a shot with about 5 seconds left of the half from, I think, pretty much downtown Shelbyville. And then Darius comes up the floor, and really momentum had changed. And then he hits this unbelievable hook shot thing in the at half court, and then the momentum turned again. Was that really a big a play? Did you feel that too?
I totally agree. You know, you think back. You know, we've had Damian Sales hit three pointers at the end of our game at Laverne in the championship game in the third quarter, and then we had one. He hit one at the end of Columbia at the end of the third quarter. It was a big energy play. And then think about it. We're going last shot. We have an ill-advised shot and let them go down and hit a big bucket that changed momentum. So for Darius to come down and use the clock, use the entire clock and get one on the rim and get it to go in, was I thought it was as big a play as we've had all year in terms, because I agree, it was a big energy play and a big basket, and that kid seems to be able to rise to the occasion.
And defensively, I thought you did a great job on Trayton Harris, really kept him from penetrating most of the night, and if he did penetrate, you had somebody pick him up. I thought that was a really key defensively in that game.
I agree. Well, they do a great job of setting ball screens for him, and we've had trouble. He got inside our defense, and I thought it was our best game of keeping him in front of us and not letting him get inside our defense for angles for the glass and drawing kicks. He's a very competitive player and really leads their team. So that was a key, and we really did a much better job of keeping him in front.
Barry Wortman, our guest here on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Now we go to game three, all right? And Laverne, who has been playing extremely well, I mean, really very on a very good streak, and they come in and they play tough and they play good defense and have been getting some contributions out of some bench players, I think, that even surprised maybe some of us a little bit. But what a second half, and it looks like you're down, and I'm going to recreate the scenario a little bit, but you're down. You try to get the ball inbounds. You're down, and then a five-second call violation, and then they have the ball. And tell us what happened there, if you can remember, because you were right there in front of it, but I don't know if you remembered or not.
Yeah, I'd like to tell you that.
You had a big strategy
I'd
there.
Like to tell you a big strategy, but here was the strategy. Down two with the ball, and we have a couple little time and score plays we're always going to run. In special situations, and Coach Chambers did a great job of defending how we're going to guard it, our back screen lob play, and it wasn't there, and we tried to get a timeout, but it was too late, so they got the 5 second call. So they get a 5 second call. We are able to get into our little half court man press, and be truth be told, Darius Thompson just made a big play and was able to deflect the ball and lay it in the goal and made us all look good. That was a game-winning play by a winning player, and our team did a great job on that sidelines defensively, jump switching screens and making sure they had to throw it back to their basket. That was sort of the one thing we do try to do in that situation, but Darius Thompson made a big-time play and had the had the toughness to be able to lay it in the goal and then step to the free throw line and make a big play.
He seems to be in the middle of a lot of big plays, and that kind of sets him apart from a lot of players, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, he plays nice pace to his game in general, and then he just has a nice way about him on the floor, never too high, never too low, and I think he embraces those situations, so I think it makes him those situations arise, able to rise to the occasion, because you're right, well, he really, really finds ways in those situations to make big plays. So we need a couple more for him down the stretch.
I thought Cousin didn't have his greatest game. It looked like he had a lid on the basket for him, bless him. You know, but he and Smotherman just continue to battle on those boards. They don't ever quit. That's one thing about them. Whether they're having a good night, a great night, big night, doesn't matter. They always hustle and fight.
Yeah, absolutely. Unsung heroes of what we've done. They rebound and defend. I thought Gwendell did a nice job defensively all night in a tough situation against a great player. Dial had a great game, but Gwendell made him work for everything. And then here's a kid that didn't play as well as he normally plays, but had the grit and toughness to continue to defend and made a big play late to contest Cameron's shot and make him make a tough shot, you know, with 1 second to go.
And if you're going to stop a guy as good as Kamen, you want him shooting outside, don't you? I mean, I, even though he's a great – he can really shoot it from outside, I would take my chances there rather than inside with him.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's such a versatile player. You know, he can score you on the post. He can take you out and score. Coach Chambers does a great job of putting him in situations where he can mismatch you on the perimeter and take you to the post. And, you know, for the first time – that we played them, we decided to double the post, big to big, and I was hoping to get it out of his hands some on the post, but the kid's such a great passer, he just carved us up and probably had four assists out of our double teams. We down the stretch, we had to go away from it. So a great player that's playing great basketball and leading his team, and a lot of credit to that group. They did a great job in that game, made for a great high school region championship game.
I want to mention one other player before we move on from this, but a 43-42 winner over Laverne to win the region and get a sub-state game at home. And we'll talk about that in just a second. But I was really glad to see Andrew Rogan pick up a trophy because he had big bucket after big bucket, and in limited minutes at times, but he just always seemed to come in and kind of spark the offense a little bit.
Absolutely. Young man that deserves everything he's gotten. When the season started, we really didn't know what his role was. You know, a sophomore that didn't start on our freshman team, but we really thought loves basketball and thought he was going to have a nice career, but probably didn't see it, you know, this year at the varsity level, but just loves basketball. He's in every morning working on his game, working on his shot. Good things are supposed to happen to those kind of kids to do that. Great in the classroom, just a great young man. So as the season wore on, you know, he just kept making progress and kept making progress. So for him to play that well down the stretch, give us a big boost offensively, especially from behind the three, and be able to stretch these zones for us, has been huge. And I love to see good things happen to good people. And the young man really deserves it. And he's helped our team really develop and get better.
You have they really seem to respond to you and the coaches, and you really. Truly, not to be corny, but you really have developed a really love for them. I mean, you can see it on the bench and that kind of thing, and you can talk to them like a daddy if you need to, but they really seem to have a lot of respect, and that's just a perfect situation for a basketball coach, isn't it?
It is. You know, 21 years of doing this, you're always wanting this kind of chemistry we have, and it's not easy. You know, sometimes when you have it, you think you're going to have it forever. That's just how it's supposed to be, and it's not. It's a credit to our young men and their families and the high-character young men they are, and then the culture that we've been able to build. It came from leadership of our program the last 18 months. Our seniors last year did a great job of sort of buying in and really trying to help me develop the culture that we want, and these young men have embraced what we're trying to do and be about, and our sort of our theme is for each other, and they've really done that, and they've been a joy to coach.
Want to talk a little bit. You've got a home game. I know that's always good in sub-state action against Bradley Central. You know anything about Bradley Central? Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, let's face it. You know, when you think high school basketball in Tennessee, there's, you know, four or five schools that are bell cow basketball programs, and Bradley Central is awfully obviously one of those schools. They've had a great program for a long time. Coach Smith has had a great program down there, sent a lot of teams to the state tournament, and just what a real program is and a great basketball community down there. And matter of fact, when I visited with him this summer, I talked that he's going to retire at the end of the year, and they got eight seniors and four senior starters and a Division I junior guard. So an awfully good basketball team that plays as hard and as well as you can possibly. I mean, they execute and play extremely well and extremely tough. They try to get every 50-50 ball. So it's going to be a great test. You know, I don't know. I would probably compare them to a high school version of a Belmont, just tough, execute, gritty, extremely well coached, senior oriented. So it's going to be a great challenge, and these kids will come in here with the expectation of winning and have an unbelievable fight. So it'll be an unbelievable great. It'll be a great test for our program and our team.
May retire four seniors. It kind of puts a little emotional thing into the game.
Absolutely.
Should be a big crowd at Blackman on Monday night, and a chance to get to the big dance. And I know that's everybody's goal. Have you talked to those guys though about what a thrill and cherish all these moments? Because, you know, we talk about that, but it doesn't happen much to a lot of teams, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's so hard in high school basketball, you know, in our district setting, because you're playing the next night or two nights later, and you got to get to the next game. But we've had I've gotten a little more experience in this. We savor that and value that and point those things out in our post game locker room. And then we meet the next morning and we touch on a few things too, and then we move on. And so I've tried to do that because I think, you know, I made the example to our team when we met yesterday. You know, think about Darius Thompson. We're down six to Smyrna in the district semis, and He hits two back-to-back threes, and then on the last shot, drives it and drops a dime to Quindell, who gets it on the rim for Damian to get fouled. And bang, man, we're off to the next game, into the next game. There's so many what we call shiny moment plays. We show a video every in tournament play every year before the game of shiny moments. You know, and the shiny moments are sometimes they can be game-winning shots, but a lot of times it's a 50-50 ball or what Darius did in that situation or what Andrew's done or what Quindell's. Josh had a big take that knockdown charge in that game. So those things all seem to blur if you're not careful. So a lot of big-time things happen for our program and for our team during the course of this tournament run. And we cherish those things, and we're going to emphasize those things. Then we're going to move on and focus on the next team.
I can't imagine a team any more focused in terms of those amazing things that have happened in some of those games. It's just got to be just, I don't know. Can they continue? You know, I mean, it's just like it's things that championship years are made out of. And you ran the table, quite honestly, which is an extremely hard thing to do in this district. You win the district, you win the region. Now you're in a sub-state game. But would it have been a disappointment for you guys if you hadn't won the region? I mean, I know you were going to go on to the state, but I really think their goal was to sweep everything.
And there's no doubt about it. We all teams would bounce back and regroup and play well in this game Monday night. But it was important to our team, and it's important to our mojo, if you will, to keep playing well and keep winning. I think winning builds off winning, and that energy that comes from that. So it was very important to our team, and I was proud of our team for just keep playing, even when we had the 5-second call, just to keep playing and make those things happen.
Well, I hope you got about three more left in you. Okay,
absolutely.
Tell the guys, we'd like a little 10-15 point win every once in a while, but I guess at this stage you probably aren't going to. You just hope for a win.
Absolutely. Hey,
radio guys get really all tore up with these very close games.
Absolutely. And real quick, I want to thank our student body and our administration, our faculty and staff. We had a great turnout in the region championship. Our administration is unbelievable in their support of what our basketball program, and we're going to have a big turnout Monday night. Just invite everybody out. It's going to be a great basketball game between two teams that represent the game the right way and will play it the right way, and be real fun Monday night at 7 o'clock.
All right, Barry, congratulations, and good luck to you Monday night.
Okay, thank you.
Barry Wortman, our guest here on the Prentice Also Pioneer Coach's Corner. When we return, we'll have Chris Chambers of the Laverne Wolverines and Brian Baird will be talking to them. Thank you. Stay tuned.